Republican majority brings you Morning in America this week, exclusively from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are delighted and we are grateful. And Ned Ryan is the founder and president of American Majority. Ned, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? How you surviving Charlotte?
Well, I'm surviving Charlotte. I'm going to head home here pretty soon, but I'm surviving Charlotte. Pretty interesting. And did you get to watch a lot of last night?
You know, I will confess that I probably sided with the majority of Americans and watched the Cowboys and Giants.
Cowboys. Okay.
I did read the transcript of Clinton's speech, and you know, it's interesting to me. It appears based off his speech and what I read, Obama realizes he's got three massive weaknesses, and that's why Clinton was out there to address them. It was jobs, energy, and Obamacare. And so, you know, it looked to me as though Clinton were, of course, trying to do spin on the jobs. You know, look how many jobs he's created. And I'm thinking, you know, there's 23 to 25 million Americans still looking for full-time employment. Unemployment's over 8%. You know, he's talking about how Obama's done a great job of increasing natural gas and oil production. I'm thinking, when Obama came into office, gas was about $1.85 a gallon. We're looking at about $4 a gallon right now. So I'm not really sure what he's talking about there. You know, and then Obamacare. You know, it's going to be a hard sell, especially in the battleground states. You look at the battleground states and the polls that are taking, it's about a 2-to-1 negative among voters in the battleground states. So you could tell from Clinton's speech where Obama realizes his weaknesses are. They sent out Clinton, who they thought would be appealing to the independents and more moderates, to address those three massive weaknesses. And I'm not really sure, based off what I saw and based off what I've read this morning, that he really made that strong or compelling an argument. But that's my quick take on Clinton's speech last night, for those that might have watched it instead of watching the game like I did.
All right. Well, I want to get your take on some other things. You got a very good ear, and you're an expert. You're an expert on you know, how to get people engaged and involved in politics. And I'm going to play a few things and ask you whether you think these things are doing the trick or not, okay?
Okay.
Let's start with President Clinton, where he's saying, in effect, I think this in this short 20 seconds, he's saying, well, Obama's not me, but even I couldn't have made things much better. Listen to this. This is cut 2A, Claude.
President Obama started with a much weaker economy than I did. Listen to me now. No president, not me, not any of my predecessors, no one could have fully repaired all the damage that he found in just 4 years.
What is the effect of that, Ned?
That to me is, let's ignore the fact that somebody's added $1 trillion of debt every year that he's been in office. You know, and remember this too, Bill, when they were telling, you know, they were promoting the stimulus is going to stop the unemployment rate. It's going to be well below 8%. Just watch us. And now we're still at over 8%. I think the biggest thing that Americans are looking at is, where's the path out of this? And does this guy, does Obama actually have a plan to get us out of it? And he doesn't.
Good. That gets me to my next 2 points. We had just had James Pethakukas on. Pethakukas said, and I didn't know this, we're going to check this out, Obama's economists themselves said if he had done nothing, you know, no stimulus, nothing, that unemployment would have fallen to 6%. Because this is the cycle of recovery.
Right.
So the arguendo, things were made worse. You could have just sat there, and the fall would have been stopped, and you'd start to go back up by natural laws, like a bungee.
It's kind of a replay of the New Deal, you know, extending the Depression. These guys can't help themselves in meddling in the marketplace and with the economy.
Right.
And, you know, let nature take its course. It's going to recover if government will not meddle with it, because it's a strong, robust economy. And they're meddling in it as it prolong this downspell.
We're talking to Ned Ryan, founder and president of American Majority. But as you said, you know, where's his plan? I was just saying to Pethakukas, I think there will be a plan. I think, I don't know if it'll be made tonight or a little later on in the campaign, but at some point, some embrace of something like this is going to happen. Let's do Clinton cut number 8 and see what Ned thinks of this. Listen to this. Some of this will be familiar to you, Ned, even though you were watching the Giants game.
We got to deal with this big long-term debt problem, or it will deal with us. It'll gobble up a bigger and bigger percentage of the federal budget we'd rather spend on education and health care and science and technology. We got to deal with it. Now, what has the president done? He has offered a reasonable plan of $4 trillion in debt reduction over a decade, with $2.5 trillion coming from, for every $2.5 trillion in spending cuts, he raises a dollar in new revenues, 2.5 to 1. And he has tight controls on future spending. That's the kind of balanced approach proposed by the Simpson-Bowles Commission, a bipartisan commission. Now, I think this plan is way better than Governor Romney's plan.
Now, that's interesting, Ned. This is a way to drive back to the, solve two problems at once. Drive back to the center, you know, because I'm going to play in a minute some, you know, what happened yesterday that made everybody say, oh, there they go again, you know, left-wing party. Yeah, this drives them back to the middle, and it gives them a plan, something like Simpson-Bowles. I would not be shocked to see something like that happen.
I wouldn't be surprised if they make that attempt, at least try to sell that, excuse me for being cynical, but actually committed to cutting government spending. I would believe that when I saw it. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, when they talk about raising revenue, of course they're talking about tax increases. We've already got a tax increase, whatever you want to call Obamacare, penalty, a tax. You know, when that kicks in, that's about a $2,500 a year tax increase for every American.
Yeah.
You know, really what they've been doing and will continue to do is increase taxes and not worry about... I look at their approach to cutting spending as much like exfoliating an elephant. You know, shave a little bit off here, shave a little bit off there, but you're not dealing with the real problems of... The fact of the matter is, government's way too big. There's too much that government is trying to do. Let's streamline government, get back to its proper role, and that's going to require some cutting of, you know, departments, education.
Departments like that.
Get it back into its proper role, and you know, get out of place.
Yeah, this is, and this is the best objection, I think, Ned, to my argument that we'll see something like Simpson-Bowles, because as Pethikoukas put it, another conservative close watchers of the president. Even though, think about this, Ned. We're talking to Ned Ryan, founder and president of American Majority, which brings you the show this week. Even though Simpson-Bowles gives Obama Obamacare, and even though it recommends an increase in taxes, can't swallow it because it exfoliates the elephant, as you put it. Right. It really does make serious and dramatic reductions, and Obama can't live with that. That's really against the ideology.
No. Again, I mean, the whole theme that started out the DNC was we all belong to government, that, you know, government is the answer.
Government's
not the answer.
All right, well, apparently God isn't the answer either. Now, as a seasoned political pro and someone who encourages people to get involved in politics, just tell me what the effect of this was. I want to play this. This is, of course, the dispute. They took out the language of God. They mentioned the mention of God.
And Jerusalem,
and then they had a big floor fight, and here was, it probably should have had a big floor fight. They kept it from happening by using the gavel. Here's Mayor Villaraigosa dealing with the problem. Talk about awkwardness.
A motion has been made. Is there a second? Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, the matter requires a two-thirds vote in the affirmative. All those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed, say no. In the opinion of the... Let me do that again. All of those delegates in favor, say aye. All those delegates opposed, say no.
Yeah, a little awkward.
I'll do that one more time. All those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed say no. In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds have voted in the affirmative. The motion is adopted, and the platform has been amended as shown on the screen.
Ned Ryan, there are few people in the country as good as you in getting people to get engaged in politics. Stuff like this is what keeps people from getting engaged in politics. Holy smokes, what's going on there, Ned?
I got to tell you, when I saw that yesterday, I had the same reaction I'm having now. I just couldn't stop laughing. It's, first of all, the reason they were having to do that is they let the crazy out of the closet. You know, they removed God from the platform. They removed Jerusalem as the capital of Israel from the platform. And now they realized, oh, that really doesn't look good. That's very bad messaging.
And yeah, oh, did this bother somebody? Yeah, right.
Right, exactly. Is this going to make us look awkward to the American public?
Yeah, exactly.
So we've got to address it.
Yeah.
And then you had this awful, and I have to confess, I'm like, obviously they were trying to ramrod this amendment through to deal with the crazy.
You bet.
You listen to the voice vote, there's no way that was two-thirds.
No way.
That was 50-50 at best. But, you know, this is I think this is one of the awkward moments that people are going to look at and go, first of all, you remove God, remove Jerusalem, then you try to put it back in a very awkward, very poorly executed maneuver. Do you actually know what you're doing? So, to me, it was just, again, you know, just an awkward, very bad PR move. First of all, that you would even let something like that happen by removing those from the platform.
All right.
Then the attempt to put it back in was just poorly executed at best.
All right. Excellent analysis. Great on these big and cosmic issues. Tell us then why American Majority, why people should go to your website and consider working for you all.
Couple things. One would be, you know, we need more men and women involved in running for office. That's what American Majority does. We go out, we identify, we train people to run, primarily for state and local. We want to build that farm team of conservative leadership because we believe that real national generational change begins at the state and local level. So we encourage people to do that. We train them. So people come through American Majority trainings. We teach them the fundamentals. How do you run for office? We also teach activists how to be more effective. So AmericanMajority.org is the website, okay. And we encourage people to come visit it.
Great. Ned, thanks very much, and thanks for putting us up all week. We appreciate it.
I appreciate the opportunity, Bill, and hopefully we'll do this in the near future.
Hope, very much hope so. We'll be back, folks. Your calls.
And it's all right.